Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Mountainoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello.
Al Reet.
Hello, yes, we are
Petite.
Al Reet, which yeah. is northeast for... Are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you all right?
I am, yeah. I'm good.
You just said two things. So I do like to report back things that you say just before we start
Great.
The podcast.
Thanks for that.
First one, very positive. You are sitting with a little Sharpie doodling.
Yeah.
And your exact words were, I love writing.
I do yeah. really enjoy writing with a good pen though.
Right.
Not okay. a shit pen.
Okay.
I just really, it's a silver Sharpie mm-hmm. and it's full of ink.
Right.
It's brand new.
It's fucking bursting
it's
at the seams.
I got loads of ink in it.
Honestly, it's...
Inky is thick. I'm just really
Full
enjoying
of
it.
Spunk.
No need. Absolutely no
need.
It
was implied.
I'm doing comic. I'm going to try. Here's something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to swear.
Talking about your new friends. Talking about your new friends.
No, I'm not going to swear for the rest of this podcast. See if I can do it.
Right.
Because I've got comic relief.
Okay.
Tonight.
Okay.
Let's see if I can do it.
Tonight, we're recording this Wednesday, but as of this coming
yeah.
out on Friday, you
God,
will be doing
God, why'd you have to
tonight.
Do that?
What?
Just do it as if they're listening tonight.
No, because people are... Rosie, there's people in the past who thought Mock the Week was live. There's people who thought Live at the Apollo
yeah,
was live.
Yeah, and it really upset you. Let people live their lives. I wish, right? Mm. There's part of me, love me job and all that, but there's part of me that's like, I wish I didn't know anything about telly.
Right. Why?
Because it's nice.
What do you mean?
Because we know all the backstories.
We're behind the curtain now. It's nice to still sort of not know the magic.
I haven't told you this, by the way.
You haven't told me this?
No.
Oh, God.
Had a read-through for Comic Relief the other day mm-hmm. on Zoom.
Yeah.
Never met half of them, and it's just like, hello, hi, yeah. Right, but it was very good. The script looks great.
I know what you mean. Zoom is very awkward.
Yeah,
it is
with any, you know, anything.
Did anyone have their camera off?
No.
God, because that's Snyder's out, isn't it?
No, all very professional, all yeah. very lovely. Everyone was really nice.
That's not what you said, but okay. So on here, you can say that, but that's not what you said after this. I'm joking. I'm totally joking.
I just showed my lack of sort of TV knowledge.
Right.
Because we go and do the job. I haven't done loads of TV at mm-hmm. all. Done bits. I'm much more of a theatre darling.
Yeah.
They were reading the script, and at one point... just said in the italics, which is usually the kind of direction.
Yeah.
Just said dog in.
Right.
And I was like, doggin. So I out loud, stupidly, because I'm an idiot, I went, doggin? What's doggin? And I'm thinking, what's this, eh? I'm thinking someone's wrote this and blah, blah, blah. And then they all kind of laughed and they were like, that's what we call, you know, when the thing comes up for the donations in the corner.
Right.
It's called the dog in.
Right.
Say a cat, that's what it's called when the numbers come up.
Right, okay.
To us mere mortals, when the numbers come up on the screen and you can see where you donate on a script
right.
and in the auto queue, it's called dog in.
Right.
And yeah, I thought it was dog in.
Dog in
as
in going to a car park and having sex with
strangers. Well, I made that, so it kind of made that joke and then I thought, this is a bit unprofessional.
Right.
Stop
wow.
it.
Wow. So, very good.
They've already got me level.
How embarrassing. Can you start to use your maiden name when doing things?
just,
so you don't
I'm just not going to say
anything
anymore.
Drag me into the dirt.
I know, but at what point? So I learned quite quickly to just, I'm just don't even say anything. Because I think I can go in on Friday, right? And pretend that I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Even though I don't.
I know.
But I'm going to proper blag me tits off.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, that was a proper slip on my part.
Yeah.
Stupid. Shouldn't have asked.
I mean.
Should have just let it go.
Not shouldn't have asked. Not for me, not shouldn't have asked. Should have realised that on, you know, one of the biggest charity telethons on the BBC that they weren't going to have a section on dogging.
No.
Common sense should have prevailed, in all honesty.
Well,
you know, did you think this is the part where we all go out in the car park and climb into separate cars and we all start dogging? Is that what you thought this was?
No. Well, a part of us thought, is the dog coming on? Like, dog in? Like Annie?
Bring the dog in.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm thinking, like, oh, like, is it
Blue Peter?
Oh, Blue Peter dog. It could have been. Uh-huh.
Great, okay.
It just said dog in and I was like, that's so weird. But that's what it means. So there, now you know.
It's probably donation something graphics it probably stands for.
Should I Google it? No.
No, because you're going to get dogging.
Not dog and then in a separate
I doubt
word.
It'll be on Google. It'll just be something that they... Oh, for Christ alive.
No, I'm not going to. But that's what it means. So now we all know.
Yeah.
So that's good, isn't it?
Have I ever told
you... for that media job.
Oh, by the way, the other thing she said at the beginning that, just in case anyone's wondering, is me whole body aches all over. I think I'm dying. That was another one.
Oh, so
it went from very positive. Mm. I love writing with a good pen full of ink.
Yeah.
To me whole body aches. I think I'm dying.
Well, yeah, because listen, it's the bad week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the bad week. But
it's
a
good job you haven't got any massive jobs to do this week.
Yeah, God.
Excellent.
I can't organise my life around me sore breasts, can I? So watch me on Comic Relief. Me tits are going to be hurting. And I'm telling you that now. You're going to watch me on there and you'll know that my tits are hurting because
Please
I'm due on.
Please send as much as you can because this woman's tits are hurting.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time?
No,
I must
none
have
of the
done.
Money will go towards my tits.
No, no, thank God. Did I ever tell you about the time when Russell Kane... Comedian Russell Kane got me in to do a radio show and I blagged. He told me to blag it and say that I did radio at uni and then I could maybe get, like, you know, that could maybe do a pilot for us that I'd done loads of radio. So he told them he got us in to co-host his radio show on like, I think it was QFM years ago.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, just I've told them you did loads of thing at uni, so just like play it cool and just say that you did radio at uni and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I've told you this.
I think you have.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've told everyone.
This, yeah. And he was
Grandel,
like,
probably heard this story about 25 times.
Well, anyway, the person said, they went, all right, we're going to talk now. And then while he's talking, we'll have the beds.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, beds?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're lying down. And they're like, no, beds is the music behind. And I was like, and like, I thought you did radio. And I went, no, I didn't. And he was
if,
like, yeah, fuck.
Like, if you'd have done radio, that's 101.
I wouldn't know what the beds were. I wouldn't know what the beds were.
You would have known.
God, sorry.
Dog in is quite a...
Shame on
Davina
me.
Might not even know
bed,
what that means.
Thinking better, yeah, but I bet she didn't fuck it. Davina might not know, but I bet Davina doesn't go, is that we will go dogging, by the way? Eh? Oh, God, do you know how hard it is to get jizz off a windscreen? Make sure your windscreen washer fluid's full. Fool. Now, listen.
Nice to meet you, Sir Lenny. big fan.
Oh, I'm so excited for you to do your farewell debut on Comic Relief. Now, listen. Thank you so much for listening. This is episode 260. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening to us. And without further ado,
That's a nice milestone.
What? Yes. 260, and you still don't realise that this is where the money's made. I've got to do my
all
sponsor.
All the sponsors.
I've got to do
my
sponsor.
Sorry, right? Everyone.
Very short one this week. Short and sweet. This week's sponsor is people who put their ears inside their caps. The fuck are you doing? Stop doing it. Your hat's too big.
Hang on.
Pack it in.
Is that a thing?
I've seen a spate of people with their ears inside their caps. I don't think it's cool. I don't know if their cap's too big.
Well, if they've got big ears and they can't...
Yeah, look, I'm not here to shame or talk about it. All I'm saying is, don't be ashamed of your ears if they're big. Ears are great, just means you'll hear good stuff. A cap, a baseball cap.
Tell that to any 10-year-old with massive ears.
Yes.
Listen, don't you get your ears pinned back because you can
hear
better
really
than
good stuff.
Else.
Listen, stop it. I've seen it a couple of times now.
Right.
Absolutely sick of it.
I've never noticed it.
And
I'm going to keep an eye out.
Guarantee they're the same people who don't put their ears in woolly hats. So they'll put their ears in the cap and then they'll put a woolly hat on and it'll be bounced on the top of their head like a fucking Smurf.
Like the mini beanie.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Paul Rudd video?
No.
Oh, it's cute. It's a good song.
I'm not on the internet at the minute.
Oh, he does a song about like...
I didn't even know the Oscars was the other day.
Teeny weeny beanie. Right, teeny weeny beanie.
Right, good. Yeah.
Didn't know the Oscars what?
I didn't know the Oscars was the other day because I'm avoiding the UFC, so I haven't been on Instagram for
about
4 days
now. I cried watching
Oscars
videos the other day.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because just when people win. Again. When people win, I get sad.
Right. When people win, you get sad.
Like happy emotions. It's nice.
Happy,
it's nice.
Sad.
Yeah.
Happy sad. Yeah, good.
What was I going to say?
Well, this is on the intro, so it really... Okay.
Right, it's something I've never noticed about the caps, but I'll keep a lookout.
Yeah. People do it. It's like another one.
But you're meant to put your ears in a beanie, aren't you?
Yeah, but not in a cap.
Okay.
It's kind of people who leave the stickers on the cap and leave the peak really flat.
Well,
them kind of caps. Get your ears out of your cap. It looks ridiculous. Stop it.
People might think you look ridiculous.
Well,
when you wear your BJJ shorts over your tracksuit leggings things. Well, but that wasn't. I didn't say that. That wasn't from me.
That sounds.
No,
like,
look at me in the like eyes. That wasn't from. Like I didn't say that. But somebody else.
Who said it then?
Somebody else who's seen you might say that's icky as right. out, and that's God, Jesus. Right. Who has sex with him? Ooh, me.
Right.
Sadly.
Great.
So.
Can I win? Can I?
No.
Foxy.
He hasn't. Oh, it doesn't matter. Actually.
What?
No.
No, come on. Come on.
Just
I
don't know why this
it.
Came to my brain.
Yeah.
But we've got rehearsals for comic. I'm just comic relief.
Oh, you're doing comic relief?
I'm just
did you think, did you work in Rhodes? Imagine comic relief was in Rhodes. I think your head would explode.
Oh my God, imagine. It'd be amazing. I'm taking extra clothes for
okay.
the rehearsals.
Right.
So I get like nervous, sweaty.
Right.
I don't want to smell.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Yeah. When you dare have a go at me for having shorts on over my leggings when I'm going to do BJJ. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Disgusting.
Goodbye.
Poor co-presenters. Yeah. Smelly, just layered up, changing your clothes, sweating through them. Shocking.
I'm very aware as well of how short I'm going to be in rehearsals.
Compared to
everyone else.
You've got some tall co-hosts.
I know. They're all...
You've got tall...
Shit, can we take a minute? Chris, they're all massive.
Everyone's 6 foot plus apart from probably Davina and Maya Jama.
But they're quite tall women.
Yeah.
They're not short.
You're
how
tiny.
Maya Jama and Davina, they're fucking
when it
rushed.
Said dog in, did they not mean you?
Oh, don't, because you already know I'm nervous about standing next to Maya Jama and Davina McCall.
You're beautiful, stop it. You're going to be
there'll be some guys in between them.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all really tall. And in rehearsals, they're going to go, why have you got this short woman to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus
Cause
Christ.
Because she's funny and she'll do a great job. Stop it. Get out of your head. All right? Now, come on.
I'm going to do it drunk.
No, you're not. Although, I think we all want you to, but no, you're
imagine.
Not.
Imagine.
But now, come on. In ruin, dog in, let's go.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
You join us back on Shagmar Annoyed as Rosie is frantically Googling the heights of all of the other hosts of Comic Relief. Rosie,
so,
over to you.
Maya Jama is 5'8".
Okay.
I typed in how tall is Davina McCall and it just came up with 1.7 metres. And that sounds massive to me.
Well, why is Davina gone metric?
I don't know. They're all Claudia Wilkerman is 1.65. Well, I don't know why. But hang on, it says, yeah, she's 5'6".
Who, Davina?
Yes.
Right. So that's still five. She's still got 5 inches
I'm
on
5'1".
And she'll have heels on.
Well, I'll have heels on. But
right.
But then I'll not catch up. It'll just be the same.
It's going to cancel it out, isn't it?
And I'm not wearing that high heels because I want to be comfortable. God forbid that I be uncomfortable, you stupid bitch. Oh, anyway. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. But
good.
I am going to be... Do they know how small I am? Do they know?
What do you mean?
Do they know how short I am?
I mean, there is a rumour going around that you're 6'4".
Oh, 5'7", it says here.
What,
IMDb.
It says that you're 5'7".
No, Davina. It's probably better to go off IMDb.
Got an extra inch then.
Does my height come up? I'm probably not famous enough.
You join us now.
Is Rosie Ramsey.
Rosie Googles her own height.
No, it doesn't even. I'm not on, no.
No.
Oh, 5'2". Ooh.
Oh, you got an extra inch there.
Got an extra inch,
look at that. Don't believe anything read on the internet.
Her hair colour is also black. That's not me. It's a different person.
Okay.
58 kilograms, sister.
Are they talking about one of your shits?
It's definitely not me. Who's this? Who's this person?
This is. Right.
This is not
listen,
me.
Listen, can I just say.
58 kilograms.
I am so happy that you have to go down 2 days early for rehearsal because I'm fucking sick of hearing about what you're going to wear. How tall people are. Oh my God. Just go and do a good job and raise money for charity and don't swear. You'll be really good.
57 kilograms is like 8.9 stone. That is
nice. Didn't your mum tell you she was like 4 stone or something the other day? And
God.
She's 4 stone or something,
no,
your mum.
She's like, well, I don't think you should say a woman's weight, but she's.
5 stone?
Up.
6 stone?
She's having 7.5 stone. She was like, okay. Yeah, I've put on. I was like, you can literally. Get in that bin. Me and my sister. I would think we're ready to disown her. oh, how the other half live. And she's like, I'm just really small. I'm like, you're the same height as me. No, anyway, it's going to be mint. I'm just having a laugh. Mm, haven't swore yet, have you not?
Good. Yes, you are. You said bitch.
That's fine.
I think
I'm on after 10.
I think Ofcom would disagree with you. You said you weren't going to swear, and you called your show a bitch about 2 minutes later.
There'll be far too involved with the dog and
just
rumblings.
Said fart.
Far too.
So
right, let's carry on. Let's
talk about this.
But
I'm going to change the subject quite drastically.
I want to do something professional though.
No.
Hope you enjoy the show, and please donate if you can.
Oh, good.
You know,
right,
it's such a good cause. It's
yes,
Lenny's
well
last show.
It is.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Now listen. Just to get you back into the world of Shag Married Annoyed, I've got a would you rather that I saw online the other day.
Okay.
Would you like to dive in straight in with this? Very much. It's very much on my brand.
Right.
This.
Okay.
Definitely the kind of thing I would talk about with my friends.
Right.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather fight an orangutan once a year with a sword?
Oh.
Or
they got a sword.
You've got a sword.
What about them?
I think a one-on-one orangutan would fucking destroy you.
Okay.
Any kind of primate. I feel like up front, you know, chimp upwards, one-on-one, would destroy a human, most humans.
Yeah, but famously, if you've got a sword...
Famously, Mike Tyson once asked a zookeeper if you could pay him something like $10,000 to get in an enclosure with a silverback and fight him at the height of his prime, at the height of his fame. And the zookeeper thankfully said no. But the silverback gorilla would have ripped Mike Tyson's head off, and that's Mike Tyson. Anyway, would you rather fight an orangutan once a year with a sword? Right? So you've got a sword, and the orangutan's coming for you, and you've got to fight it off with a sword once a year. You can pick the date, right? Or have to fight a chicken every time you get in your car.
Oh, jeez.
I just saw it randomly online the other day.
Before I answer, firstly, everybody, thank you for listening. Just to let you know, we came third in the top 25 podcast. But I'm now going to answer this, would you rather? Because it's really got us. So I, once a year, no, it would have to be the chickens. And it would be horrible. There's no way. I'm not fighting an orangutan.
Tell you what, you'd walk a lot more places if every time you had to get in your car,
you would actually
you
be quite good. Why would you fight? Would the chickens not get used to it and go, here?
No, it's a different chicken. It's a new chicken every time.
And it's an angry chicken every time.
The angriest, mad.
How heavy is the sword? No, I don't want to fight an orangutan.
Yeah, I don't think I.
No,
I, don't
I
think
wouldn't
I could do
dare.
The
I would die.
Right.
Where is the chicken? Hey, listen, have you ever strapped? Well, I know you have, but you listening? Have you ever strapped a toddler into a car seat who doesn't want to get in?
Yeah.
Give us the chicken any day.
Like, well, I think with the chicken, I mean, the main thing with the chicken is it's going to be shitting all over my car. I'm going to be devastated that there's a chicken in my car, or maybe it's in front of my car and I have to fight it to get to my car.
Can you? Why don't you have a washing basket so that as soon as you open the car door, you can just kind of go. Oof.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way and go, carry on with your day.
Yeah.
I'll have a couple of.
So there's a few things I would. So you can either just like open the door and it comes out at you and you just run around in a circle and jump in and slam the door and drive off. But then maybe it chases you all day. I don't know what the crack is.
No, man. That's the snail all over again.
Right, okay. No. Okay. Well, or you could. You'd eat a lot more chicken. Jump in, snap its neck, chicken for tea again.
I don't think I could do that.
What's for tea? Chicken again. Dad, why do you keep fighting chickens? I did a thing on the internet, right? Do you want to fight a fucking orangutan once you're with a sword? Because that's much more dangerous for daddy.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a good one, that. Where did you see that?
Just, I don't know. I saw it when I was drunk. Mm. So I went through and I screen grabbed it. So it must have been before Saturday because I'm avoiding the UFC still.
Mm.
So it must have been, I did it when I was drunk the other day and I went through my photos. And I spotted it and I was like, I'll screen grab that.
I forgot to tell you, I seen a video on Instagram of this lad, this guy. Gosh. I don't follow him, but he's done loads of funny stuff. He's a very funny guy. Mm-hmm. Like skits and that, like really funny. He did this one. What?
You sound like someone's auntie telling them about you. Don't follow him, don't know his name, but just funny skits.
It's just come up on me, like, you know, me page. And he did one where he was saying like most podcasts nowadays, and it was just two blokes, or like people just, I don't think there's any women in it, and they were on a podcast like this and doing like a really manky would you rather. It was like, take the piss, and I was like,
yeah,
is that Is he taking the mic out of our podcast personally?
We really do Would You Rathers, to be fair. I only do it when I see one that really, really sort of tickles me pickle.
I do think it might have been aimed at us, but that's fine. Listen.
Hey, gotta have your critics.
And I love it. I genuinely really enjoy Would You Rather. Because it really gets you thinking.
Yeah.
Really, really gets you thinking. I used to love them at school. You know, at school when they were like, what would you rather have? Fish fingers for fingers or hot dogs for toes? And I would be like thinking for a long time.
Yeah.
Genuinely just about thinking.
Just about eating fish fingers or hot dogs.
Well, I don't think you would eat your fingers.
You would.
I
you
probably would actually. Starving, I'd be like,
don't
well,
they grow back?
Eat me hands. Eat me hands. Yeah.
There we go. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Something happened the other day.
Okay.
And I don't feel like if you are a 90s child, an 80s or a 90s child, then you will understand where I'm coming from. But I don't know if it's even appropriate to say nowadays.
Oh, this is always exciting.
I went to my mum's the other night to pick Rafe up. And my mum and Rafe were playing a game of running around and hitting each other with their slippers. Right, Rafe had one of my mum's slippers and she had the other slipper. And they were running around chasing each other like and hitting each other, like, just like, you know, gently and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, oh yeah. Funny now, is it, Mum? Turned it into a game, have you now, Sandra?
My emotional scarring is not your game. Yeah.
I said it to her and we did laugh, so that was good. But yeah, it was just one of them observations where you go, yeah, I remember that very differently. In her defense, she never actually caught with. She never actually did it, in her defense.
Yeah.
But it was very much threatened, very much in her hand, and very much chased. But she never actually did it.
So I think I definitely got a smack bum when I was little.
Oh, for sure. Never that hard, but I definitely
felt
did.
Hard.
But did you?
Felt hard.
Your mum is not a slipper threatener.
No, I don't think so.
No.
No.
And she just had the you, so I think her levels of tolerance were probably a lot higher than my mum's.
Yeah, she had three going mental.
When we were at a certain age, my mum was just...
Yeah.
You would look at her and she would just be like...
Volcanic.
Just, yeah.
Like a volcanic cat.
Do you know what it
cat.
Is? I get it.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
I get it.
Oh God, when our two kick off. Oof.
Oh, I know.
Oof.
It's intense.
Everyone out there with over two kids, with more than two children, hats off to you. Mm-hmm. You are, I mean, you've lost your minds for having more than two, but you know, you're warriors. Mm-hmm. Well done. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What is your beef?
Beef, 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 beef.
We had beef last night for tea and then heated some up today for breakfast.
Mm.
Steak. Oh, it was absolutely lush.
Steak for breakfast.
From the butchers.
Check your privilege.
Nice.
Does anyone else's butcher just pay fast and loose with what time they shut? I think the butcher near us, he just gets bored and just fucking packs up shop.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's his business. Why the hell not?
It's
only been in since 5 o'clock in the morning, bloody bacon and steaks.
Bacon steaks.
No, but he might have been in dead early, setting everything up and chopping everything,
So I don't know. I get it. I like that people just sort of live their own timetable. But it is annoying when it's a shop or whatever, and they go, "Oh yeah, we're just packed." Restaurants that do it really fuck me off.
Yeah.
Curry houses. When we were on tour, curry houses would do it quite a lot.
Just whenever they want.
Carl would like phone them up and try and book. You know, y'all come a book for like, you know, 9:30 or whatever. And they'd be like, yeah. And sometimes you'd get there and they'd be like, oh yeah, we've been quiet all night, so we're just shut. And you go, but I've booked
that's
for 9:30.
That's why there's something really sort of special about supermarkets and stuff, because you just know what you're getting, don't you? You know what time it opens and you know what time it closes, and then you're just, it's nice.
I used to love walking around a supermarket at night, like late.
Oh yeah, before any responsibilities.
Oh,
absolutely.
But I remember when the Asda's first opened at 24 hours, and I first learned to drive, and I was 17, and I would literally drive, and I'd be like, looking at DVDs at Asda at fucking 1 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
Oh,
good times. Not worrying about having
freedom
to go to bed early. Not thinking that I've got to be up for this, or I can just lie in.
Mad.
I cannot relax in our house anymore.
No?
Ever. No, I can't. If we have a day where the kids aren't here, and like if we get work done in the morning or whatever, and if I've got a couple hours, once upon a time, I could have just loafed all day.
I mean, you kind of can. You can loaf. If me and the kids are there, you can loaf, and I can.
If yous are there, I can. That's the difference.
If
yous are there, if me little family's around us, I can relax. When yous aren't there, I can't relax.
That's the time when I've got to get up and down and get absolutely everything for you.
What's happening? Why are you doing this?
I am Just letting everyone know.
You look, do you know what it is? Shit. You, literally, right? I'm going to swear here and I'm so sorry.
No, no, comic relief, don't you dare.
Right, okay then. You, whenever we are not on this podcast, you are so far up my bum, right?
Right.
Up my behind.
So used bum.
You kiss my behind constantly, yeah. Right? You're a licky, licky little arse, right?
Ofcom, yeah, she said bum. It's bum all right?
No, he's a proper licky arse. He just, he's like, bum obsessed with us, right? Mm, on get on this podcast.
On the fence about bum.
You get on this podcast. Bum. And you bring it and you start being a dick. Like, why are you doing that? Don't offer us. Don't say, do you want a coffee in bed? If you're going to then, because I know that's what you're talking about. Yeah. If you're then going to bring it back on here, don't. Because I was really complimentary about you to the hairdresser yesterday. And now I feel like I shouldn't be.
That to me tells me that you were complimenting me to the hairdresser through fucking gritted teeth, and it's been hanging on you ever since.
I wasn't.
What are you doing complimenting me to the hairdresser?
I can't remember what we're talking about. It was broken me hairdresser. We're talking about like husbands.
She's
and...
also my hairdresser.
Yeah.
It's going to be awkward.
But just sometimes if men don't pull their weight in marriages and whatever, or you know, whatever. And I said Chris is like an amazing dad, and he's just so hands on. Proper modern day dad, dead, you know, like we're 50-50 with everything. But then you come on here and you give it the biggin, pack it in.
All right, I'm sorry, look. All right, cards on the table. You tried to come downstairs this morning and I begged you to stay upstairs.
Exactly.
Because when both of us are downstairs in the morning, they turn into a couple of dickheads and I don't know why. Mm. But when both parents are there, our kids just go, oh, it's like a performance. They're like, oh, you're both here. We're going to switch it on.
Yeah,
but it was
weird.
I was like, please, I'll bring you a coffee up. Don't come down because they're settling.
But then you come on here.
Yeah.
And you say that all you do is bloody ferry round after us, which is not true.
Mm, well, did I bring you a coffee upstairs?
You did.
Case closed! Anyway, what's your beef?
That. what is my beef? Hang on, let's have a look. We've been getting on all right.
I've got beef for you. Oh, if you want me to go first while you're having a look.
Go on then.
You have started, and I don't like it, and it needs to stop, and I need you to switch your brain on and make sure you stop doing it. You've started transporting TV remotes from room to room.
No.
And it's getting us down.
When did I do it?
You did it the other day. There was two in one room. There was two in the bedroom. And then the other day you got one from the kitchen and you walked away with it.
Do you know what it is? Sometimes I'm just walking from a room and I've got it in my hand.
Put the remote down. Right. I can't bear it. It's honestly, you know me. I walked into our bedroom. There was two of the exact same remote on the side of the bedside table. I was nearly sick. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I was in the kitchen and there was a TV remote on the kitchen island. I went, what the hell's going on here?
But the thing is, we're quite loyal to one brand of telly.
Yeah.
So we found one that we're like, so it's the same remote. What's upsetting you?
I just it needs to be the right one.
Because I'm one of them people that if the batteries run out in a remote, instead of looking for a battery, I'll just swap the remote for another.
Oh, God. So it's happened then. So I could, for all I know, they're not even with their same tellies now.
Right.
I'm going to be sick. Is my nose bleeding? This is awful. Stop it. Right. That's it.
Oh, he's going to stick
You've done it.
Yeah. He's going to put stickers
You've
on.
You've done it.
What are you doing?
I'm going on Amazon now. I'm getting a label maker.
No, don't. Just write it in Sharpie.
Pass that silver Sharpie.
Yeah, you can have that one.
Right,
yeah.
We'll go then.
My beef with you, I've got one here.
Yeah.
You've started a new little beauty regime.
Yes. Because everyone says I look like shit.
Yeah. Oh, awful. So you've started using me creams and that.
Yeah.
But it's really awful when you come through on a night out to wherever I am or whatever and you go, can you do me face? I want to die a little bit inside.
I've actually stopped because all of your creams were giving us acne.
Came out in loads of spots,
yeah,
didn't
you? Yeah, acne was coming back. So I found, it took me years to find a moisturiser that sorted me out. That I didn't moisturise for years because I've got oily skin anyway. Then someone was like, you need to moisturise.
If you've got oily skin, you're meant to use stuff like oily stuff. It's weird. It's like counteracting.
No, because I've used yours that you... someone told me the idea that they thought you had really nice skin. It was a really strange thing for someone to say to us. I can't remember who said it.
Where was it? This is
someone
nice.
Just said, your wife's got lovely skin.
Oh,
and I went...
thank you.
Sound like the bloke of Silence of the Lambs. It puts the lotion on, it's skin. Or else we're going to make a fucking jacket out of her, pervert. yes, I'll start getting spots, but hey, just so you all know, everyone out there who tells us like shit when you see us in public, you've given us a complex, I'm doing all kinds of shit. I've got a fucking eye mask that looks like I'm on Star Trek that I put on. There's hell on. Pack it in.
It has actually got better.
It has a bit, yeah.
The dark circles in your eyes.
It works quite well, yeah. So thank you. Should I say thank you? Maybe they've pushed us to
look after yourself.
Self-help. Gee. All right, well, okay, well, thank you. But
it's mad that men don't moisturise and cleanse and tone and all that. Like, I find it insane.
I'm not cleansing and toning. So what they've done there is, I wash my face. Don't invent another word. Don't take the same word, cleanse, which means wash, and then use it to mean something else.
But it's a cleanser.
No, it's not. That's washing. Like, I've washed it, well, and I've moisturised. All right, toning.
Then. Well, listen.
Toning? Yeah. What's this? Face gym? No.
I don't actually tone. I don't think I do.
I will wash, and I will moisturise, and I will put me night vision goggle heat thing on.
LED.
Again, which LED makes us look like the guy off... You know, at the end of Silence of the Lambs, where he's falling around in the dark. It's the worst.
I can't remember.
Night vision goggles.
Is that when the...
Oh, here we go. Mm. Is that... I'm not going.
It's Clarice. Yeah. Oh, okay. When he's in the... I know that. But is it the same film? Mm. Or am I getting it mixed up with Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Is it the same film where he's like leather? He puts people's skin on him.
He's trying to make a female... like a suit of women's skin. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I have got the right thing.
Yeah.
Awful.
And at
the end,
she goes into the basement of this house that he's in, and he turns all the lights off, and he's got night vision goggles, and he's walking around after her with night vision goggles on. It's terrifying. Ugh. Amazing film.
Jodie Foster. Love. And what's his name again?
Buffalo Bill.
No, the main guy.
Oh, the
Anthony Hopkins. Hannibal,
Anthony Hopkins.
Genius.
You did really well there.
Thank you. I have seen some stuff.
Anthony Hopkins left school with no qualifications.
Love him even more.
Don't you expect that he'd be really clever? Isn't that amazing? I mean, he probably is, but yeah. Just surprises you.
Oh, yeah. Chris, I know some really clever people who are the thickest people I've ever met in my entire life.
Makes no sense, but okay.
No, but they're very clever on paper and very, like, you know, but no common absolutely sense. No common sense and zero social skills. And I go, oh, I'd rather be thick as mints.
Thick as mints.
And just be nice.
Thick as mints.
Not that they're not nice, but you know what I mean.
Thick as mints.
Thick as mints. Is that not a thing?
It's great.
Thick as mints and dull as dishwater. There you go.
Oh, God.
I don't trust him. You could peel an orange in his pocket.
I've never understood that one.
He's like, it was my mum's mate Jan who said it, and I was just thought
it was
genius.
Peel an orange in his pocket.
So he's so sly, he could peel an orange in his pocket, so like you'd never know.
Well, you'd think he was playing with his balls.
Yeah, no, because you would never know. They're so sly. That they could peel an orange in their pocket, so they just aren't looking at you. They just peel a full orange because you'd have to look at it.
Yeah, but then you'd get at some point they'd have to get the orange out of their pocket, and you'd go, "Sorry, did you peel that before you came out of the house?"
You'd say that's sly as
hell. No, you wouldn't. You'd go, "Did you peel that before you came out of the house?" And then put it in your pocket. And you go, "No, I'll peel it in your pocket then." And you go, "Oh well, why didn't you just get out of your pocket and peel it so we could all see it?"
Why are you?
And you go, "Because I'm sly." And you go, "Oh well, I know you're sly now. Not that fucking sly, are you?"
Why'd you have to ruin everything? Do you know that would you rather?
Hey, we're talking next level shit this week.
Oh my God.
Next level shit.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public.
As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Thank you in advance.
Starting with a little ick here. Always. My boyfriend of 2 years tried to scare away a pigeon on the street and it didn't even flinch. Ick.
So I left him for the pigeon because I need an alpha male to protect me. Oh, I just picture them having sex and just, you're not into this, love. Are you thinking about that pigeon? No, Darren, I'm not. You are. You're thinking about the pigeon, aren't you?
We went to...
I'm sorry, I can't fly, Denise.
We went to see Migration, didn't we, at the cinema with the kids.
Yeah.
Never again, by the way. Not the film was brilliant, but never again going to the pictures with the kids. But the pigeons in that were really good.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, man. You tried to scare it away and it didn't budge. Oh, nah, look at you. Oh, in a perfect world, there'd be like a bus stop full of teenagers as well. And they'd go, oh, hey. That might be my new favourite ick. That is my new favourite.
Trying to scare a pigeon away and not moving.
Trying to shoo it away and it didn't move. Oh, how devastating.
They've got brazen, like. They've got very brazen pigeons and well, we're surrounded by seagulls where we live.
Oh. I was in Asda in South Shields yesterday. I was in the underground car park bit at the back. A seagull circled us twice and just landed right in front of us, but it was in the...
No way.
It was in the underground car park, so it was almost like it was indoors and it just circled twice and it landed. When they've got their wings out...
Oh, they're massive.
They're massive.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. You genuinely can't eat along our seafront. You kind of eat because they will swoop down and steal your food.
Take it. Oh, my God, I've just remembered something. So I was going from... I went to BJJ the other day, but before I went there, I had to go down King Street and go to a shop. And I went... So I walked down like the back lane of King Street and there was a seagull and it was limping.
Oh.
And I had to catch myself because I literally went, oh, you're all right. And I said it out loud. And then I had to look around to make sure no one was around because just without thinking, I was in my own little head and it was like limping on one foot. And I was like, oh, you're...
It is sad seeing birds that are limping and that because wildlife, so you can't...
Pigeon with absolutely goosed feet off them. You know, when people put glue and stuff on things and the spikes. And
oh, is that
see
how
pigeons
it happens?
With just like absolute goosed feet.
Or without a foot at all.
Oh.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
It's sad.
It is sad, isn't it? Because yeah, there's nothing you can do about it.
Read some stories now on email because I've made myself really sad thinking about pigeons and seagulls with bad legs.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It used to be quite a big part of my life thinking about ringing the RSPCA when I was younger.
Yeah?
Just, you know, I don't know. Isn't that weird? As an adult, I never think about having to ring like the police or the RSPCA. When I was younger, like a teenager, I think I just used to go out a lot more. I used to think about it all the time and be like, what if something happens today and I have to ring the RSPCA?
Do you know what?
Or like the police.
So basically your do-goodery and annoyance of, I'll do it, miss. Who's got a volunteer? Me, miss. Mm. That basically spilled over into your teenage life as
yeah,
well.
I think so.
Yeah. What if I have to do something today and
when
volunteer?
We were younger though, so you had, there was a lot of programmes that were about that I used to watch.
Yeah.
999.
Yeah.
And there was an RSPC
Animal Hospital.
Animal there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was just looking for it.
Have I ever told you about when I found a seal on the beach in Shields?
No.
Yeah. Me and my mates went out for a jog and...
Right. Which part?
The groin.
The groin?
Yeah.
Genuinely
the groin, which
is groin.
In between the piers.
Is it in between North Shields and South Shields?
It's on the north end of Shields Pier. It's the beach that's at the north end of South Shields main pier.
Okay.
And a couple of things about this. First of all, it was when me and my mates used to, we must have hit like 15, 16. Oh no, we'd finished school, so I must have been 16. Mm-hmm. And we used to go jogging in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
One of them always used to wear jeans jogging.
Awful.
Still upsets
Why?
Us to this day.
Why?
Don't know.
That's
I used to have
disgusting.
A go at him and he used to kick off and like, he got really defensive about it. He was like, because I want to. So he'd wear... We're all like, you know, we're listening to Blink 182 and Sum 41. We're all like skater boys.
Are they
boys.
Like the Eclipse jeans?
Sort of, yeah, like skater boy jeans.
Yeah.
He literally wore like a pair of, like, he looked like he was running to get his skateboard. That's what he looked
Keep
like.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. What?
Bang
that,
on.
That song.
Precisely.
Yeah.
That's Limp Bizkit, but yes. So, first of all, we're out in jeans. So when we all stopped and we're all in shorts and that and he's in jeans, we look like we weren't even together. But yeah, we saw a seal and it was just sort of lying. And it was, when I think back, it was kind of just chilling in the sun.
Okay.
And we phoned up like the RSPC or whatever. And a guy came down with one of them, you know, the things that the
Did you have a mobile or did you have to go to a payphone?
I think there was some old ladies and we were talking to the old ladies about it. And I think one of them phoned someone and the guy came down and he had the thing where it's like a hoop and you put it around its neck. And
a turner and hooch.
It was heroin. He put it around its neck. It just looked like a little, you know, a little cat or a dog lying there. It was dead chill, lying in the sun.
Was it dead?
No, it was fine. It was alive. It was looking about and that. I remember, I think we poured some water on it and it was fine. Nice. And then,
why didn't you just let it back in the sea?
Well, we're like, oh, it needs to go back in the sea. And I don't know why we thought it needed to go back in the sea. And I don't know why this guy, but he came and he put the thing around it and it went fucking ballistic. And then it like thrashed around a bit and it like banged its head off a rock and its like mouth was bleeding. And then it eventually went in on its own. And I was like, I think we should have just left that. I think us and the bloke should have just left it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of like, it was just, I imagine it was going to the sea.
Are they dangerous though? Are seals dangerous?
That one was mental. So,
right,
yeah,
okay.
Probably.
So that's the thing.
Kid or something.
It might have, yeah.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Oh, gosh.
Right, it was fuming. We ruined its day. We essentially ruined a seal's day.
Honestly, you've kind of ruined my day by telling us that story.
Good stuff.
One,
well, the pigeon thing did me in, so okay. Well, 1-1.
All right, I feel a bit sorry for the seal. And yeah. Two, I'm so jealous you got to ring the RSP. In the flesh. God, I'd have died. Hello, I don't want to report. I want to report something. I don't think I've ever run 99.
Is this Rosie Winter again? Because the last three times we came out, it was just one of your friends dressed in a dog costume. It's a different Rosie Winter.
I don't think I've ever run 999.
Well, and that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
So stop
but,
it.
Yeah.
Check your privilege. Check your fucking privilege.
Oh, yeah, okay. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous.
Yep.
Anonymous. Anonymous.
Anonymous. Anonymous.
I'm in my early 20s. All right, sure off. and have been subjected to the delights of online dating. I've got some stories, but I think this one tops them all.
Isn't it nuts that back in the day, online dating was a last resort for older people and dating apps and stuff, and now people in their early 20s are just lashing
into them?
It's the way of doing it now.
Yeah.
Isn't it mad?
I don't even know how you would meet someone nowadays. I don't go anywhere.
Yeah, but you're not single and in your early 20s though, you mad fucker.
Maybe I am in my head. Right, let's crack on. I was talking to this lad and he seemed pretty normal. And we were having a good time chatting.
They always seem pretty normal.
Yeah.
That's what we all do. We all try our hardest to seem pretty normal. Mm-hmm. And then you get in and all of the layers drop away and you're with someone who's just as fucked up as you, but that's fine.
You can help each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One night, he asked if I wanted to see something, so I said, sure.
Well, in what context? Are they there? Are they sitting with each other? Are they on the bed? Are they...
Picture.
Oh.
So it's pictures.
So it's just text. So he's just texting.
Yeah,
saying,
he's like,
do you want to see something?
Oh,
cryptic. Don't like that.
Yeah, I know. Do you want to guess what it is?
Is there any preamble to this? He just says, do you want to see something?
He seemed pretty normal. We're having a good time chatting. One night he asked if I wanted to see something. So I said, sure.
Is it something to do with, is he like double jointed or he can do something weird with his body and he sent that? Do you want to see something to say he's got two belly buttons or, you know, extra nipple or
Or you can do the crab.
Yeah, or he can, you know, suck his own dick or something. Like, something like that.
Okay. No, it's not.
Okay.
I opened the picture to find that he had written my name on his shaft in biro.
Let's say romance is dead. Honestly. Oh, God. I don't know what's funnier. Shaft or biro?
Spiral.
Oh,
and it says, I was looking at my name scribbled on this lad's dick. I responded by saying that it was a good job my name is only short. Four letters.
That was your next question.
Could you imagine if it was any longer? He would have had to write it all the way around. Question for Chris. Ooh, question
Sorry,
for him.
Round. So he wrote it sideways. He didn't write it lengthways. Oh, no, he did write it lengthways. And if it was a long guy, they had to go around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Question for Chris.
Yeah?
Would it not hurt writing on it in biro?
No, but getting that off would hurt.
How would it not hurt?
Because it wouldn't. It's just skin. It wouldn't hurt. It's not like... If you wrote on your bell end, it probably wouldn't be fun. But if you write it just on the skin...
As a person who doesn't have a penis, I have no idea what it feels like. Is it, like, dead sensitive or is it just... What? Like, okay, there you go, right? Oh, right. Here's a conversation we've never had before.
Okay.
What part of your skin
uh-huh.
and your body
uh-huh.
does it feel like? So, what does it feel like?
To touch it. So, yeah. not what does it feel like?
The
sensation of touching
it. Is it the same as grabbing your arm?
It's not the same as that dead skin on your elbow.
Elephant
so you
skin.
Can't squeeze it and mm-hmm. go mad. It's like your cheek. It's like touching your own cheek. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I would say so.
And you could write in pen on your cheek.
Oh, is this going to be one of them things where I say, like, it's not, like, and everyone else in the world, am I going to find out I'm weird? Is everyone else going to go, like, oh, Byro would absolutely kill? And I'm like, well, it wouldn't hurt me.
Don't know. Maybe you just got a super hard cock.
Don't like very much. yeah, no, you could easily write on it, but you scrubbing it off would be awful.
You imagine, just have to wait for it to come off naturally.
Imagine writing, just under your eye here, where your skin's a little bit thinner. Yeah. Imagine writing someone's name there with Byro. It wouldn't hurt, but if you had to get that off.
Yeah.
I mean, you could...
Just have to take time.
Unless he's dating multiple women, he probably could just leave it. It would just come off over time.
But that's awful. I'm all right for saying my name on someone's knob.
So had they had sex at the time?
I don't know. Oh, there's no other details.
How many letters is that name?
4.
Oh, okay then. Wow. Well, I mean, that is so bold, isn't it?
It's just wrong. Was it hard?
How many times has that worked?
I don't know. I'm sure we've had this before. Something similar to this.
We might have done it on tour.
I can't remember. It just seems familiar. I don't think it's the same one because obviously I would have logged it. But I think we've had somebody who's wrote their name in pen on their dick.
I believe porn is to blame.
Why?
Because I just think porn makes... Like, whenever a lad whips his knob out in porn, the women are like, woohoo! There's a knob! And they're like, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to them. It doesn't happen in real life. So he's thinking, well, she's going to love the sight of me knob. And if I write her name mm-hmm. on me knob, wedding bells. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, she's going to... What you done that for, you perv?
I don't want to upset anyone. I'm not going to say it.
Okay. Sorry, are you... You don't want to upset people, write people's names on...
No, I don't want to upset any men with penises who think that, like, that we're buzzing to say them.
Right, so but I've just said it.
No, I know, but deep down, you might still have a little bit of hope that we get buzzing off them.
No, I've done routines about it and everything. Okay, good, because we don't.
Yeah,
no.
Bit intrusive, actually.
Yeah, just, hey, yeah.
Yeah, a bit intrusive. Yeah. Goes in us, you know, like, it's like... You've got to really be as a female. Mm-hmm. You've got to really, really be in the mood because it's like it's in you. It goes in you. It's not just like something that's surface level.
Right.
Just to let you know.
Yeah. And if you're gonna put your penis in someone, wipe the biro off first.
Yeah, get that. We'll get ink poisoning.
I don't think that's a thing, but come on.
Could be. I would use that to get out of it.
I think ink poisoning was a thing made up at school that the teachers made up so you'd stop sucking your pen and writing on stuff.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's, don't write on your hand, you get ink poison. I think.
Like when you tried to do a tattoo with a compass, did you do that?
No, I didn't. That's really, really weird. And when people did that, I found it very, very strange and very, very weird.
Oh, I didn't.
I'm about to Google this.
I kind of did it.
Is ink poisoning real?
It is real.
Oh, drawing on your skin with a pen can also increase the risk of infection.
Yeah.
When you draw on your skin, you create small abrasions that can provide an entry point for bacteria. Ah, right. So if he's written it on his dick and he's had to push in, he might have done little cuts in the skin. So he could have. Yeah, stupid. Might be dead now, this fella.
But her name will live on forever.
Cause of death. An unbelievably romantic gesture.
Oh, God.
Just going to add, don't write a lass's name on your dick in ink to the encyclopedia of things I'm going to tell my children when they hit 16.
Oh, don't. Honestly. Dreading it. Dreading it. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, long time emailer, first time listener. I think they're trying to be funny there. And I fell for it.
I'm on board with that. You got her. Well done.
I thought I would email in because listening to a recent episode has jogged my memory of something that happened while I was in primary school.
These are my favourite emails. When a little, the best conversations me and you ever have mm-hmm. is when it's a little unlocked memory.
Oh, yeah,
that something
best.
Else has brought up.
The best?
Yeah.
Like the seal on the beach?
Yeah, well, no one enjoyed that. No, but, you know, they're all great. Some of them are just sad.
But I got to think of your mate and his jeans jogging, so that's made my day.
Honestly, his inside of his groin and his gooch must have been a nightmare.
Bad.
Kept the jeans on all day as well. We went on holiday together and he wore jeans on holiday every day as well. Mad.
I went to primary school in North Wales, a place called Llandudno Junction. In brackets. For Rosie, don't worry about the...
Llandudno.
That's it. I've heard of that before.
Yes.
Llandudno.
Because our tour manager, Paul, bangs on about it all the time. So he's from right near there, isn't he?
Well, there you go. That's why I've heard of it. Don't worry about the pronunciation. The locals just call it Junction.
Right. They have it... Llandudno, I think they've got a good comedy festival as well. It's a good place. I've done gigs there before.
And for nice where place. In the UK it is, looking at the map, if you know where Liverpool is, it's to the west. Left or ring finger side.
Jesus, about, get your story. Get your story.
Wales.
No one gives a
okay,
fuck.
It's in Wales, right?
Send your coordinates. Latitude, longitude. No one cares. Get your story. Fuck me.
When I was in school during year six, the Welsh government announced that they were going to be building a brand new government building not too far from the school.
Okay.
So what they did was to involve the local schools. They had two children from each school go to a day visit at the site and bury a time capsule for 50 years.
This has unlocked a memory, which I'll tell you afterwards, but go.
Okay.
Right.
The contents of which were going to be decided by the students.
Okay.
Our teacher at the time decided the only way...
That's yours.
Our teacher at the time decided the only way to decide who was going to go was to run a competition of the things that we would put in the time capsule and why.
So it's a government building getting built near the school.
Yes.
And in the grounds of the government building, say, I imagine a little garden outside area, they're going to bury a time capsule for 50 years and the kids are getting to put what's in it, right?
There was a when we were younger, this happened loads.
Time capsules were massive.
Time capsules were big. I don't think they're doing them as much
anymore. Nickelodeon did one. Blue Peter did one. Yeah. Live and Kicking did one, I'm
our
sure.
Our school's done one.
Yeah.
In the garden, I think, and like literally, I remember.
I think it's before the internet, garden. Wasn't it? It's before the internet where you're like, oh, we'll forget all this stuff.
Yeah,
now there's fucking meme pages dedicated to 80s stuff.
Yeah,
it was nostalgia.
I'm sure St Wilfrid's made a little garden, and it was. I wonder if that's still there. And then I'm sure we're buried a time capsule. I remember. Don't think I was involved, but I've seen it from a classroom.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, me and everyone listening, you will absolutely have been involved.
No, okay, I'll tell you something.
It'll have been something like, who wants to hold the lid? And you'll
tell you
stood
something.
There beaming, holding the lid.
I'll tell you something right now, right? My junior school, St. Bede's, infant and juniors, I used to serve on the altar, right, at church.
Yeah.
Catholic school. I was big deal at St. Bede's, right? I think it's because I was so involved with the church as well.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so I just remember being quite... Didn't get
big
Mary.
Deal.
Didn't get Mary in the school thing, the March Day procession.
Right.
No, the church thing, which was a bit upsetting. Didn't get Mary. Really wanted it. I think I read a poem out or something. Anyway.
Great. Not much of a big deal then, were
you? St. Wilfrid's, not as big a deal.
No.
Kind of just was there.
Went downhill. I wonder where did it all go wrong? So you peaked. You peaked. Socially,
at primary
school.
I think I did,
served
honestly.
On the altar. There she is. Oh my God, it's her. She said, I've seen her on the altar so far. Didn't get married though, did she? No, but you know, apparently she was busy doing other cool altar stuff. There she is.
No, it was more like,
oh, by the way, I use my walk. I'm a fucking big deal. I'm on the altar and shit. I'm not being married, but it, fucking, I was
I take
a
whole
deal.
Of water, please. Oh my God. Listen to me.
But then you want nothing to do with the time capsule.
Who wanted heaven? Yeah, so
nothing
to do with the time capsule. And then, I think more in comp, you get noticed more if you're smart. And sadly, I fell by the wayside.
There it is.
Yeah.
There
it is. Loved it, though. Loved St. Wilfrid's. Loved my school. Yeah.
Okay.
Good shit. Right. Didn't get head girl neither.
Oh, absolutely not. You've got to be really clever for that.
I know.
Yeah.
Not.
God, no. You've got to represent the school.
Eh?
You've got to represent the school.
I know, head girl, head boy. But can I tell you right now, to this day, still the only prefect in my whole entire family.
You were a prefect? Oh, yeah, we've talked about
prefect,
this.
Yeah, nobody else has been a prefect.
I told you the idea. You said
none of
me
cousins, nothing, just me.
You said all right, fucking
no, honestly, I'm the only one in the whole family who's been a prefect. I've got like 17 cousins.
If one of our kids becomes a prefect, you're going to tell the truth now or you're going to be a little bit upset?
No, I'll be proud because we'll be carrying on the family tradition of prefects.
The family tradition that you started.
That I started.
Great.
And still nobody has. Was Jacob and Millie a prefect? I don't think they were. Nah,
okay.
I'm the only one.
Brilliant. Congratulations.
Maybe Kate was, my Nina's daughter. I'm going to check. I'm going to text.
Oh my God, no one gives a fuck.
I do. That's something really good. I've got so many cousins. And we all went to the same school. And none of them were prefects.
Yeah.
Except me.
Because you were prefect once and they probably thought, oh, is that related to them? Right, no more of them not being prefects.
She let everyone run through the foyer.
Yeah. She absolutely had no respect for the one-way system.
either used to put me on the foyer. Do you know what's so funny when I think back to it, right? When I was a prefect, people used to just push past us.
Of course they did.
Like, big hard dickheads.
No one listened to the prefect.
No, they didn't give a shit,
Fuck off.
They?
What are you going to do?
No.
Prefect is just a badge that says, I will tell the teacher.
Yeah, kind
That's
of.
All it is.
Yeah.
Hey, any prefects listening? Fuck you.
Me mate Angela, she was head girl. She was like, you know.
But I told you the idea that...
I'm sorry, everyone. My phone's binging because I'm waiting for a delivery. So it's all. I'm so unprofessional. I'm so sorry.
I told you the other day when you said something about orienteering.
I'm going to hear about this time.
In a minute. I told you the other day you said something about orienteering.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, but you said it's like when you go orienteering on a school trip to like Thurston or whatever. And I never got to go.
No, you didn't.
I never got to go to any of them big trips. And I remember back, they used to, quote unquote, pull the names out of a hat.
Yeah.
And every name out of the hat was all of the prefects, Milk Monitor, and all of the football team.
Yeah, because this is what I keep saying, right? And I blame your mum and dad a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you were an arsehole when you were little. I think.
Yeah.
I think you were cheeky. Like, lovable, but, you know, you're a lovely person.
Not even lovable.
Right, I think you were a bit of a dick. But your mum and dad paint this picture of you that was...
I was a gobshite.
Right. Well, that's why you didn't get asked to go.
I was moved around the class.
Well, there you
like
go.
Like a chess piece.
As a person who's worked as a teaching assistant in schools, we wouldn't have wanted you there.
Yeah.
They'd have gone, Chris Ramsey, oh, absolutely not.
Pain in the arse.
Pain in the arse,
I reckon.
Cheeky, doesn't eat. You are a fussy eater.
Yeah.
You couldn't have ate. Like, when we went to Thurston, you know, you got a packed lunch.
Yeah.
Awful. I remember being, and I love food, but it was like this monkey flapjack, this apple with loads of whack, like a red apple with like was bitter, and a cheese sandwich. And I was like, I'm going to die out here because I don't like any of this.
I'm going to die out here.
But so that'll go into, they'll go, right, who can eat whatever if we're stuck.
Okay.
And you'd have just been like, I'm not eating this. And then you'd have made some shit joke.
Right, okay, wow.
And that's why they wouldn't want you to
go. Great, well. Good. Well, who's laughing now? Eh?
But you turn out nice now.
I eat fucking loads.
You do.
I talk even more shit now than I did then.
You do.
All the teachers. Hey, teachers listening, my old teachers, the ones who are dicks, and prefects from my school, fuck you.
So prefect is everywhere, isn't it? It's not just...
Yeah.
Right. Can I get back to this
time capsule? This time capsule is now older than when we started this story.
It is. I wonder if it's still in the ground.
Yeah. Right. And I've still got that memory. Which I forgot.
Oh.
Oh, no, I remember.
Of time capsules. Right, okay. So sorry, everybody. But this is, I'd say this is what you pay for, but this is free.
This is a conversation. This is what you skip the ads for.
Yeah. And we do go off piece sometimes, but that is down to our undiagnosed ADHD. So we've got to apologise about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay, two kids are gone. Two kids have been chose. And the teacher's going to pick the kids by a competition.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think I put down as an item to go into the time capsule? And it says in brackets, Chris won't guess it. So, mysteries.
What item did they put down to go into the time
capsule?
What did
capsule? He put? That what got picked. Put?
And it got picked?
Well, because clearly he... Oh, sorry. He got picked.
Mm-hmm. So he got picked before they knew what he was going to put in? Or he got picked to put in and then said, you're picked,
no,
what
he
are you
got
gonna
picked.
Put in?
He got picked because of his idea.
Right.
They're not going to just...
I was going to say, that's
have you worked
dangerous.
In a school before?
That's
you
dangerous.
You've got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, okay.
Why do kids get star of the week? Because they've been a dick the week before and they've actually, you know, don't get chuffed when your bairn gets star of the week. It's not a good thing. I'm just telling
just
you that right
keep
now.
Him in line.
Yeah, Robin got star of the week a few months ago and he's like, I've got this. I was like, what did you do?
The week before.
What had you done? Because you only get star of the week if you're on a rotation.
Yeah.
Or you have been an arsehole and you've been a bit better the week after. So, well done. But at the same time, stop it.
Time to change. Because if Star of the Week was a thing when I was at school, it would have been the same person every single week. It would have been the same kid.
You went to some horrible schools.
Week. I'm telling you, it would have been the same kid every week. Every single because it would have been. They didn't do that.
You've got to take them turns.
It wasn't that thing when we were kids. It wasn't that thing.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. What, like sports day, you all get to stand on the winner's podium and pretend you won.
That never
happened. They do that now, though. Everyone gets to hold the trophy and stand on the thing.
Not all schools.
Most of them do.
Not the schools our kids go to.
I've deliberately sent them to rough ones. No.
Well, no, because I don't believe in that, I think.
Yeah.
If you...
Anyway, what did this lad put in the time?
You've got
capsule?
A guess. Come on.
So something of the time. So it's the '90s. Oh, I don't know. The copy of the Beano or something. I don't know.
Okay, that is the wrong answer.
Okay, one more guess.
Put a bit of effort in.
Something to do with the royal family. No, it's Wales. Something to do with Wales. I don't know. It's too open-ended. What do you
right,
put in?
Okay, I'll tell you now. The amazing idea was, and I quote, because the teacher loved it so much, he repeated it to me multiple times over the year. It was a can of Lynx so that they can smell what we smelt like in 50 years.
That's fucking fantastic. A can of Lynx. Africa. I'm hoping it was Africa.
I hope it was, yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Good, isn't it,
though? Oh, and Lynx are still going strong.
It is, yeah. I ended up winning and going and probably met some important people, but essentially I went to have a look around what was a muddy field where there were tea and lots of biscuits. Considering I was 10, I didn't really care much about the tea. Turns out this wasn't much of a phase and I still love a good biscuit. On a side note, if you both like shortbread, M&S do the best shortbread from their bakery. Insane. There you go.
Wow.
But that's, I thought that was quite sweet.
Wow. That person wins the award for the most superfluous information ever sent on an email.
I know. Question. What would you put in?
In a time capsule? Can I put one of the kids in?
No.
Okay. Just check. What would I put in a time... I mean, because time capsules are absolute bollocks.
Not necessarily. So I
they
was
are bollocks.
I seen something on Instagram the other day, and it was a letter from 1975, and a lady had wrote it when she was 14, and somebody found it behind, in between the like drywall in the house.
Creepy.
So that no, but I thought, but it was really cute. It was like, we are busy doing up our house. My mammy is pregnant with my sister. We live in this house, and it actually said on this letter, it said my mom said all the names, and it said she's a really good mom, and it was just really cute. But they found the woman who wrote it.
Oh God!
Why stick it in the bin? That's
just
nice.
Just bin it. It's old. Bin it. Recycling bin.
Did you never write your name on your wall so that people in years to come could see it underneath wallpaper?
I don't think so.
Oh, I did. God, you've got not. There's not an ounce of like just.
Go on. Go on, try and pick the right word. Go on. Go on.
Humility? No. Niceness?
Niceness,
like
great.
Nostalgia. Nice. You've got no nostalgia.
I've got nostalgia.
You haven't?
I think you'll find.
You haven't. Follow, you don't care.
I follow not one, but two 90s and 80s memes pages on Instagram.
Oh,
so
that's not nostalgia. I'm talking about you.
It is nostalgia. They put the see-through Game Boys and everything they put on. Right? Switch. I'd put a Nintendo Switch in. There you go.
There you go. There you go. Right. Tell me about your time capsule program.
It wasn't
Daisy edit this because he's going to waffle on.
Listen.
Go on.
It was.
Was it a
what
seal?
Reminded us there? No. Nothing. What the memory I got when you were reading that thing was it wasn't about the a time capsule. It was about the way it was set up. So basically, can you remember when they were when they knocked down Westall Pit?
Yes.
So
Westall Netty.
No.
Oh, that was the toilet.
Jesus.
Oh, there was like an underground toilet. My dad's got a... I would quite like that when my dad dies. Should I text him?
Yeah, text him, tell him you want that painting when he dies. That'd be a nice text.
No, because probably Kate or Kevin's probably bloody...
Lovely text again.
No, Bob Ollie, the painter,
yeah.
He did it, the Westall Netty, mm-hmm. And it's loads of men weighing.
Yeah.
It's
great. There's one in Holland Hop House toilet. I was
yeah.
Thinking about the idea.
Well, me dad's got one, and it's got Deca Forsand, him and my mum's name.
Oh,
yeah. Sadly, nice. My mum and dad's marriage did not make it, but I would quite like that. So
great. Are you...
Bagsy. Kate and Kevin, that's Bagsy mine.
The superfluous information's rubbing off on you.
And I would also like the table and my dad sitting... Listen, we're not going through stuff that we're going to keep when my parents die, because that's really grim.
You just have. So...
Long time, yeah.
When they knocked down the pit, because obviously South Shields is a mining village originally, so they knocked down Westall Pit, and they knocked down the big washer and everything, and they had, for ages, it was wasteland.
Mm-hmm.
And our school ran a competition of what... should we build there, right? And the teacher said, if everyone puts down a thing of what we should build there, draw pictures, diagrams, put a proposal of what you want to build on that,
right.
I'll take them all to the town hall.
Eee!
And we were like, this is amazing.
What?
And me and me mate won.
Slow day right? School. Right, okay. You
Jeans
won.
Boy, same
well
lad.
Done.
We won because his drawing was amazing and we drew a dinosaur-themed water park.
Oh, nice.
And it was loads of dinosaur slides and loads of different stuff.
Okay.
What did they build? Houses.
Yeah, yeah.
No one in our class put houses. So I'm beginning to think either she didn't take them to the town hall or town hall didn't even fucking look at them.
I don't think they looked at them.
I don't think the town hall honoured that system that we ran in that school.
No, was it in the national curriculum though? Where, hang on, houses, or Westall Crown?
Westall Crown Village.
There is a Tesco there.
There's no fucking dinosaur slides.
There was a school there.
No fucking dinosaur slides.
No dinosaur slides.
Absolute bullshit.
No. What happened to the outdoor? Well, let's talk about Shields off, yeah. off the mic.
Let's talk about local toilets later.
Yeah.
Hell of a teaching tool, though.
Yeah.
Hats off to that teacher.
No, that's really
good. Oh, there's a bit of wasteland. Let's get them all to decide what they're going to build there.
Yeah.
Good bit of teaching, that.
I mean.
What?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty basic, to be honest with you.
Fucking full of lies is what it is. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Magnoid, which is part of the EKS Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much. And obviously, if you want to get in touch, it's always shagmagnoid@gmail.com. And if this is Friday when you're listening to it, don't forget to tune in to BBC One tonight and BBC Two to watch the tiny, tiny little presenter, Rosie Ramsey. Zoom in, stand right next to Teddy. She'll be in Paddy McGuinness's shadow, doing tiny little things. The numbers will come up and they'll be bigger than her. But she'll do great.
Oh, I've got to read the number out.
You got to read the number.
Shit me pants. Yeah. Anyway, that's
it's O,
thing.
Not zero. They don't like zero. You got to say O. Don't know why, but you have to. So there we go.
Thanks, everyone.
Practice it now. Say the number now.
O.
No, not the full thing.
Oh, well, what could it be? 29,434,000.
No, the phone number. Do the phone number.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's unprofessional. Shocking, this. Oh. Oh.
Don't make us nervous.
I know the children need phone number.
Good for you. By the way, it's two different charities. Everyone keeps saying to Chris, are you good at that? Just stole your job. It's two completely different programs. So
yeah. Our children need just comic relief. Yeah, if I do, if they ask me to do it again this year, which I would. So there we go.
Well, we might both get that. So.
You never know. Good.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.